$29.95 a month. Comcast is $42.95 a month for just one computer, and they charge extra for additional computers. Verizon comes with MSN Premium at no extra cost. Comcast doesn't. Call 1-800-PICK-DSL or sign up online at Verizon.com/PICK-DSL and get your wireless router today free with $99 rebate. Verizon Online DSL. It's a no-brainer. Verizon.
Not available in all areas. $29.95 a month with a qualifying Verizon package. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Based on Comcast 4 megabyte internet non-promotional video customer pricing in D.C. as of 5/20/04. Comcast monthly fee of $52.95 charged for up to 5 computers. Extra $5 monthly fee for renting Comcast router equipment. Rebate expires 7/17/04 and limited to Verizon residential phone customers ordering new DSL service. One rebate per household. USF recovery fees and applicable taxes apply.
The voting results are in. In a nationwide taste test, a majority of Budweiser drinkers declares that Miller Genuine Draft has more flavor than Budweiser. And it's cold-filtered smooth. A majority of Bud Light drinkers declares that Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light. And it's still got half the carbs. But before Miller takes the oath as your president of beers, every single vote must be counted, including the most important vote of all. Yours. This July 4th weekend, you're invited to declare your independence from an iron-fisted king. Take the taste challenge. Taste for yourself. It's your choice. Miller Genuine Draft or Budweiser. Miller Lite or Bud Light. Beer versus beer. Democracy versus autocracy. New world or old. Take the taste challenge this July 4th. But choose wisely. The fate of the beer world hangs in the balance. Vote Miller for president of beers. Good call. Based on a 12-ounce serving, Miller Lite has 3.2 grams of carbs and 96 calories. Bud Light has 6.6 grams of carbs and 110 calories. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live
responsibly. Gary Boland, COVID technician on reality television.
Oh, you mean the news?
On global warming.
I love summer.
And on business class DSL.
I'm glad you asked. You know, the key to choosing broadband is the same as any business decision. It's value. At COVID, you get broadband built for business for less than the local phone company's repackaged residential plans. In fact, your business could save hundreds of dollars a year with COVID. Plus, with the security of SDSL dedicated lines and 99.9% uptime guaranteed, you can relax, knowing your business isn't going to hit a brick wall. Now, I could go on.
Gary Boland on astrology.
Well, I've always wanted to go to space.
Business broadband DSL. COVID knows it like nobody else. To get business broadband with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, call 1-877-COVID-78 or COVID.com. That's 1-877-COVID-78 or COVAD.com. Not available in all areas. Saving based on published rates March 10th, 2004.
Hello, me again. Here to tell you how to be as fabulous as me, the Verizon Superpages. All you have to do is win the $2 million Verizon Superpages spending spree, or one of over 20,000 other prizes. Then you, like myself, can drip with bling bling, cha-ching, and boku booty. Your teeth can be capped in gold. Your dog can become a toy poodle. And you can commence sponge baths with beautiful tropical island babes. To win that $2 million, just look for your game piece in this Sunday Washington Post in select Maryland suburbs, or the 2004 Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia Superpages directories. Then get ready to mine the vast riches in my lush yellow pages at home, online, or on your cell phone. But as you roll around and frolic in your millions, just remember, money can be dirty, so keep your clothes on.
Online, on your cell, in the book. The Verizon Superpages. Wherever you are, there it is.
Verizon.
No purchase necessary. $2 million paid, $50,000 per year. Game ends 4/30/05 or while supplies last. See rules at VerizonSpendingSpree.com for details.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wake up, Homer.
Hey!
Come on! Move your butt, you're blocking traffic!
That's no way to address Sir Drinks-a-Lot.
Come on, let's get you inside and scrape the gum out of your hair.
Okay. Hey, Marge, what's your favorite radio station? Well, Marge?
What?
What's your favorite radio station?
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, and welcome everybody to the Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike Live. No, not live. Ha! Tricked ya. At 3 p.m., more Best of Don and Mike. Nationwide, coast to coast, on the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. Good Wednesday afternoon to you, and let's jump right into the 2 o'clock hour. Don and Mike have a showdown with the evil Alan Linewine. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Had a showdown today with the general manager of this radio station, WJFK-FM.
Really?
I just want to say for the record, and he knows this because I just got done saying this to him, it was an unnecessary showdown. It was simply a show of bravado on his part to show everybody here that he was the general manager.
Right.
That's all it was. And he picked the wrong show to screw with. That's all I want to say, is that he made a whole big deal about, you know, there was a problem, a behind-the-scenes problem mm-hmm. that could have been taken care of with a simple telephone call. But no, because he's the general manager.
What this is about, I believe, is just establishing a new relationship. And
He's done that.
You know, I think
that relationship is now firmly established.
That's good. I mean, now you know where everything stands. You know what it
right.
is.
Right. I'm never speaking to him again.
Which, to me, I know that it may not seem this way on the surface, but I know that at some level, this is comfortable for you. You like it this way because it's the old-fashioned way.
Knows where I stand.
I don't like to say this about Ken Stevens, but I will tell you, with Ken Stevens, it was a different type of deal. It was the fact that Ken wasn't here all the time.
Yes.
And it was a different relationship.
And I've grown accustomed to that.
Mm-hmm. Now it's back to the way it's always been.
I'm not going to... Listen, today, and I told him, this is the only time. I said, you better hope that this is a big one today. You better play the ace up your sleeve today, because you can't call me in every time you get a... and you want to have a sit-down meeting and shut the door, and you know, we go back and forth and back and forth. And it was monotonous, a workless meeting, monotonous.
Uncomfortable?
Yes, totally not uncomfortable for me.
Yes.
You know, not uncomfortable for Alan, because Alan's the general manager.
Right.
He calls the meeting. He's sitting behind the big desk. He's calmly got his hands folded as he looks at me with his beady little eyes. And says, well, why is this a problem? Why can't we meet? I'm the general manager. If I had a dollar for every time he said in this 45-minute meeting today, every time he said, I'm the general manager, if I had a dollar for every time he said that, I would be able to walk out the door today and I'd be like Jim Elliot. I'd be able to retire right now.
Oh, no.
Because he must have said that. If he said it once, he said it 50 times. But I'm the general manager.
We know he's the general manager.
I'm the general manager.
Right.
If I want to have a meeting, I'll have a meeting. I said, well, why can... this is why it's frustrating. That the topic of the meeting is asinine to begin with. It's nothing. In the big scheme, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've known for a couple of days that he wants to have this meeting. So finally, I arranged to have a meeting with him today. And I said, fine. I told Charlie Broyhill, our producer, tell Alan I'll be in. I'll have the meeting. Tell him that we'll be down in his office at 2, meaning Charles Broyhill and myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I like going in there with someone with an objective third party,
mm-hmm.
just because I've learned from prior dealings with general managers that it's always good to have a third person in the room in case there are conflicting versions of these meetings.
Right. Absolutely.
Which sometimes happen.
I know.
Well, the first thing Alan says is Charlie Broyhill calls me back and he says, Alan says the meeting's fine for 2 o'clock, but he doesn't want Charlie Broyhill in there. I said, why? And Charlie Broyhill says, I don't know. He says, I can't come to the meeting. He just wants to meet just with you. So I said, oh, that's bull ass. Just transfer me down to his office. So it's like 10 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So the phone rings. Alan Linewine, general manager. Said, Alan, Alan, it's done. Listen, why don't you want Charlie in this meeting? He says, because I just need to look you in the eye. And we need to have a mano-a-mano conversation.
Did he use that word?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mano-a-mano.
Oh, I'm concerned.
I said, okay.
I'm concerned about that.
I said, I know what this is about. This is about, and I gave him the topic, and he said yes. I said, okay, as long as we already know what the conversation's about, why don't we just save ourselves the time and have the conversation right now?
Does he understand where it comes from, that this comes from all the times that you and me have been called into an office, you know, and sat down, including program directors, general managers, with notepads and stuff, and it's never good.
No good
ever comes of it.
No. Right?
And that's why I know you prefer the phone thing.
Yes.
Not because you don't want to respond to a general man. You don't like because it just represents everything that's evil.
Yeah, and you know what? The odds are always stacked against the disc jockey when a disc jockey gets called into a meeting because you're on the general manager's turf. He's sitting behind the desk. You're sitting behind the chair. He's got his beady little eyes poking out at you. He's got all of his stupid motivational posters hanging all over the wall, you know, and the thing from Vince Lombardi, what it takes to be number one, and,
right.
and the profit statements on the wall, and he sits back and says, I just want to have a dialogue with you. I said, you know, Frank, I don't want to have a dialogue with you, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty of things wrong with this radio station. The one thing that's not wrong with this radio station is the show that we do.
Yeah.
Why don't you go worry about the things that are wrong with this radio station, which was a mistake for me to say that, because then he said, really?
Oh, no.
You know what we should do? We should have lunch.
Oh, no.
So that we can discuss the problems that you see in the radio station. I said, no, forget I said that.
You said that because you were upset.
Just forget I said that. He says, why does this bother you so much to have this meeting?
Did you explain to him the history of closed-door meetings where it's horrible?
It's not good. I said, I don't like meeting with general managers. I've worked long enough in my radio career now. I think I'm past that. The last manager who was here never had a meeting with us. Never. Absolutely never. And I also wish I had a dollar for every time he said, I don't do things like Ken. Okay. So listen, the message here is, you want to have a showdown? We're having it right now, line one. That was the last meeting I'm ever having with you. That was it. Never are we having another meeting again. If you want to prove you're the general manager of this radio station, go step on somebody else's neck. Really, don't ever call me in your office again and shut the door and waste 30 minutes of my valuable time. And I said that to him. At one point, he says, why are you so agitated? Because I was pissed during this meeting.
Right.
I said, you know why I'm agitated? I'm agitated because we already know the result of this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it before we had this meeting. We know what the topic is. We know what the resolution is. It's pointless to have this meeting. He said, well, I needed to look you in the eye. Mano a mano to have this meeting. No, I don't meet with general managers. That's out of the question. Never again, line one. Never again. Do you hear me? Forbidden for you to speak to me, to Mike, to Buzz, to Rob, to Charlie, to any member of my crew. Off limits.
Oh, God.
Send me an email. Call me on the telephone where I can watch TV while I'm talking to you. But never call me in your office again. He says, well, why are you opposed to this? I said, gee, why am I opposed to this? I'm supposed to be going on in half an hour and doing a show. Why am I opposed? Well, gee, why would I be opposed to 30 minutes before I have to do an actual radio show sitting down behind a closed door with a like Alan Linewall trying to explain to me why he's got to lecture me?
Yeah.
I said, and that's what this whole thing really is. It's a lecture. And that's what I hate about it most, that there was nothing to be learned from this meeting today. It was just Alan's first chance to lecture me. I'm past that, brother. I've had plenty of lectures in my life from better lecturers than you.
Oh, God.
Listen, I understand. It's the first time he's been a general manager before.
Right.
I understand. He probably was very, very excited. You know. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to call Don in, and I'm going to make sure everybody sees me shut the door.
Yeah.
And then we went through this exercise today. He told me if this isn't bull. I didn't show up till about 2:15. He wanted me here at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I got here about 2:15. I went down to his office, and he, of course, was conveniently on the telephone.
Right.
And he then made me wait for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, this voicemail that I'm waiting for, this is just ridiculous. This guy has the longest message. Can you just wait a moment? And while he was staying on the telephone, you know, supposedly waiting to leave a message.
I just want to go on record saying the troops are scurrying around here right now. Everybody's like, about 8 people have made a point of going by the window right now. Knock it off, salespeople!
While he's doing this, while he's waiting to make a voicemail message, which he may have really been doing that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are walking by. And they're seeing me sitting there in front of his desk like the bad boy.
Right.
And that is a grandiose production.
Well, here's a problem right now. His office still is down here, right? It's uh-huh. down in the enemy territory, which is where it shouldn't be. I mean, it should be where, you know, where it used to be up on the top floor, where, you know, where that's the programming end of things
right.
and the business end of things.
But even when the other guy, even when Ken was the general manager, We never had meetings with Ken.
Mm-hmm.
We never did. That's the way I like
it. Well, we had meetings, but they were highly informal.
Yes. And
they were like, you would wander down the hallway to his office, he would wander down the hallway to our office, and it was more like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And then it would, if there was never
any of this, you know, no, we have to meet face-to-face, mano a mano today.
No, it's like the schoolyard, and I understand.
2 o'clock.
It's like the principal's office, and that's not, you know, especially after years and years of a very good working relationship, which it really was, it's difficult to have that kind of go into the principal's office mentality.
And if I could only, well, you know, I'm just trying to think of somebody. He must have thrown out to me, today to me, 25 different stupid analogies. Here's one, for instance. Now, what does this have to do with doing a radio show? He says, you know what? You could build bridges. Let's say you're a bridge builder. You build bridges all your life. You build 20,000 bridges. And all of a sudden, you're known as a... I looked at him and go, what
the hell's that?
I don't know. It's a showdown. That was one of the analogies.
I'm worried. I'm very, very worried right now, and I want this to go away. Yes. I want to put my head in the sand, and I want to... I don't like this.
You can build 20,000 bridges, but you, one guy, and you're known as...
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. Right. You know, like waiting for the follow-up on this, but...
And the moral of the story?
There was none. Absolutely none. And he said, now, don't be wound up about this. I said, I'm wound up about this. You know the way I am. You know, you called me in here just to wind me up. He said, no, I didn't. I called you in there because I'm the general manager.
You say that?
Yes. Because I'm the general manager. Because we're going to have these conversations. And that's the other thing he said that worried me. He said, we're going to disagree from time to time. We're going to have conversations. You and I are going to have conversations. And then the thing that he said that worried me the most was, he says, but I will never stand in the way of you guys putting on the best possible show you can every day.
Oh, my God. Do you know what that means when a general manager says that?
Right.
It means he's going to stand in the way every step of the way.
Right.
No. No. Right. No, 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 no. Right. He really said that?
I'm not making this up. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. When they say that, it means the opposite. I've been doing this long enough to know. No.
And also, you should know this, too. To show you the intensity of this discussion.
Yes.
At one point, I challenged him about something. And he looked around the room, which is covered with pictures of his wife and his kids, among his very motivational sayings and stuff. He said, I swear on my children. And he looked at the picture of his child to indicate that he's not lying to me about something.
I swear
on my child. I said, all right, I believe you then. If you swear on your child during this very... What was that?
It was like two... Rob, what the hell is going on outside?
Well, everybody is worked up.
Sure.
Everybody's scurrying around here. You know why? They're happy. They're happy now because they're not, they're not the victims of this.
Well, I got news for you.
They should be, and we shouldn't be.
Mind one, I got news for you. I'm a good earner. You should go yell at somebody else for a change.
What's going on out there, Rob?
Tim McCarthy was trying to hit David Hainlein, so I let them go, hoping that he would succeed.
See, they're all giddy, aren't they? They're giddy. Would it not be giddiness?
I think there's some giddiness out there.
Yeah. They're very happy because they all know that I was in the boss's office today with the door shut.
Well, thank you for dealing with that. I mean, normally I don't say that to you. Normally, you go to the meetings, and I just, you know, cruise, and I rarely say it.
There will not be another meeting, Mike. Don't have to worry about not coming to another meeting. There will not be another one.
F you.
Who'd you say F you to?
Madonna.
Why?
With a smirk on her face. I don't know. I'm upset. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned.
It's disconcerting.
Oh, you know what? They're happy.
I'm just concerned. I'm really concerned about
all
that.
All the salespeople are happy now because the focus is going to be off them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Alan's a big to work for. So... He's been yelling at them and stepping on them ever since he became general manager.
It's why they've done such a good job. It's, I mean, really why our sales force here is, you know, they're great earners.
Yes, they are.
You know, it just seems to me that there's so many problem areas on this radio station. You know, why would you screw with the one show you have that's number one rated and is the number one biller?
Because you can.
Why would you screw with that? Over a small, insignificant item.
Yeah, and it really, folks, we can't talk about it, but that's the one thing we can't talk about, but it really was...
It's nothing.
It was nothing.
I said
as a matter of fact, I think it was made into something that it didn't need to be made into.
I said to him, I said, you know, you should save this card. This card, we've got to have a meeting. I said, you should save this, you know, for when the FCC calls you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you pull out the we have to have a meeting card. You don't pull out the we have to have a meeting card just, you know, because of this behind-the-scenes crap.
Now I worry about what, you know, when we do need to have the meetings.
Mm.
What are those meetings going
to
be like?
Forget it. You know what we're going to have to do with him? We just have our agent call him.
Mm-hmm.
That's just going to have to be the relationship that we have with Alan.
You know, we were all very happy when this development occurred. We were very happy that things had worked out this way. We were very, very happy that he had been named the general manager.
I never thought I'd say this. God strike me. I wish Ken was back. I really do.
Wow.
I really do. Really?
Oh, there are thunderheads overhead.
The sky is opening up.
There's lightning bolts coming down.
Ken's a pain in the ass. Ken's an idiot. Ken has no spine. Ken has skin tags. Ken is not the father of his child. You've heard all of it before.
I will be honest with you. It has been, up until this point, the most stress-free relationship we've ever had with any manager, program director, or general manager.
Right.
As much as I hate to say it, you know, the grass is always greener. You know, he's kind of gone now. But, you know, it's true.
I said to Alan, why did you have to call me in for a meeting? Well, you know what? I said to him this morning at 10 o'clock and we were on the phone. I said, I know what you want to talk about. You think it's a secret, but I already know. I know more about the situation than you do. I knew about the situation before you knew about it. So why don't we just talk about it now and have it out now? No, because I have to see you face to face. You know, and then he has to patronize me. You're a pro. You've been in this business for 25 years. You're a pro. I said, yeah, well, if I'm a pro, if I'm such a freaking pro, why am I being lectured by the general manager of the week? If I'm such a freaking pro, how come you don't know that I'm such a freaking pro that you just could have said to me on the telephone, hey, this happened. What are we going to do about it?
Man, oh, man.
It's very upsetting.
And right before the show.
Very upsetting. Right before the show.
Right before the show, which, you know, Ken learned that, too, that's like the worst time.
That's a bad time for a meeting.
In fact, right after the show is also a very bad time. And any time in between is also a very bad time. It really, really is.
And, you know, and he set the whole thing in motion because I knew he wanted to have this meeting for a couple of days.
Right.
And then yesterday at the end of the show, he sent our producer, Broyhill, in with a stapled note for me. And the note said, Don, must have meeting, RE, this topic, either before or after show tomorrow. Alan.
Yeah. And you know what worries me
about
this?
Never again.
What worries me about this is the subject matter. Even though we can't talk about it, it really wasn't anything earth-shattering.
It was nothing.
That's why...
It's about content on this show. It's absolutely nothing.
One of the things we've always gotten here is support. We've gotten support through thick and thin, and I do hope that continues to be the case.
Well, and the reason I'm worried is because, frankly, because he said he will continue to support the show.
Yeah. Which, yeah, when like they say like, that, you know, when they have to say that, then, they, you know, we're basing all of this on prior administrations.
Right.
On previous experiences with general managers. General managers who, when they say something, for example, when a general manager looks at you and says, we're not going to sell this radio station.
That means tomorrow.
That means it's going to be sold tomorrow.
Yeah. They've already sold it. They've already got a handshake deal to sell the station.
Right.
When a program director says to you there will be no format changes, they've already got the new format lined up.
When a program director or a general manager looks at you and has to tell you, I love what you do, that means they hate what you do.
Right. And frankly, that's what was so enlightening about Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Ken never listened. Ken had no idea what we did on the radio day in or day out. Ken just looked at the ratings.
And when a general manager looks at you and says, you're a pro, what he's saying to you is you're the consummate lack of professional.
You're an idiot.
Right.
You're a loose cannon.
Oh, God. I'm very, very concerned. I certainly hope things can change.
It was an awful meeting. Well, I'm just consoled by this. It was the last meeting.
Good.
That I'll ever have with Alan Line One.
The last shut the door behind you. And unless, of course, you know, there are many meetings we had with Ken where we would run into the office.
Yes.
You know, when we recognize we are professional enough to know when something really is important.
Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, this topic today.
Mm-hmm.
Not important.
You felt like it was maybe an excuse.
Yeah, it was an excuse for him to show everybody that he's the general manager. And listen, pal, you picked the wrong guy. Why did you go push on somebody else? What about Sherlita, the all-night girl? Why not call her in and slap her around?
How about address some of the people that do production around here, you know?
Right.
I'm sorry. I had to get it off my chest,
Rob. Why don't you call Greg Edger in and hit him?
Yeah, call Greg Edger.
Call Jason Vesey in and tell him he does all of his spots the same way.
Absolutely. Address that problem on the weekends when you hear like 7 hours of dead air.
Just don't screw with us, man. Just don't. It's a bad precedent. A bad precedent.
And it's, you know, much like the Mafia crew, we're good earners.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
Well, the way it was outlined to me today when I spoke to the higher-ups... Because he's just a muckety-muck. I spoke to the higher-ups. The higher-ups said to me, in essence, He is, by title, the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in essence, he is the junior soprano of WJFK. he is the general manager, the de facto general manager. If he wants to have a meeting, indulge him. Have a meeting with him. A meeting. A singular meeting.
Well, I like the guy, and I just hate I hate what I'm hearing. It sounds to me like what I've heard from previous general managers, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah!
Oh,
hell yeah! Oh, it started.
Well, you know.
Started the dance.
Not like we haven't done it before.
Yeah, I know. Alan Line One. Just couldn't leave good enough alone. Just couldn't be happy. He finally climbed his way up the food chain, and he was made general manager of the number one billing station in Washington, D.C. Just had to get involved. Just had to do it. How long have they had the job now? 2 or 3 weeks? amazing restraint, Alan. Way to go. I said to him, I said, before you were named general manager, if this small content issue had come up, how would you have handled it? You probably would have just called me, or maybe you would have just stopped by the office one day. He says, yes, but now I'm the general manager.
Did he really say
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Oh, he said, now I'm the general manager.
Oh, boy.
I have my own style. I'm hands-on. Oh, and if I told you how many times he told me he doesn't lie, also another sign from a general manager.
Oh, man, when they have to say that, that means they're lying.
Right. He says, you can ask anybody. I don't lie. Oh, okay. God. You know, I know
See,
when
we
I...
were very comfortable with Ken's lying.
Yeah, because we knew that Ken lies.
Absolutely, and he could count on it.
Right.
It was something you could hold on to.
Ken basically never hid the fact that he was a reptile, a two-faced, and a liar.
That's right.
You know, you would catch Ken in a lie, and he would just kind of smile and go, well, you know.
He'd mumble, and he'd walk down the hallway.
Yeah. I mean, Ken lied to us all the time, but it was okay, because we expected it. You know? This line wand guy, it's a different animal. You know what he is? He's more sophisticated than Ken was. But that's all right. We're up to the challenge.
Oh, boy.
I just don't like that. I just don't want to have any interaction with management here. I don't. And you can call me prima donna, call me temperamental, call me an artist. I don't care what you call me.
Well, that's not true, though, what you're saying.
Just call me. Don't call me in for a meeting.
Yeah, right. What you're saying. It's not no interaction. You just want to have the similar kind of interaction that has been very successful for, what, almost 8 years here?
Yes. Yes. And that interaction is telephone.
Right.
We only meet if there's a meltdown. You know what I'm saying? Other than that...
Other than the nuclear reactor, you know, having the meltdown, that's it.
Don't call me in here to make me the object, you know, of people knowing that you're the general manager here. Trust me, all of these lemmings around here, they're already petrified of their jobs.
Yeah, they know who's boss.
Right. Don't use me as your welcome mat. This is the most broke-down radio station in the world. Go find something that's broken and fix it. Don't fix the things that are not broken.
Well, now hopefully he'll fix the relationship.
That's impossible.
You've said that about Ken, too.
It's broken.
I will go on record saying you've said that more than one time about Ken.
I know, but this really pisses me off.
I understand that.
I mean, because you know what? Like I said, with Ken, Ken's a lizard. We know that.
Yes.
He's a reptile. He's a liar. He's two-faced. We know that. What I hate is it feeling like I'm talking to a used car salesman.
Oh, no.
I don't lie. Ask people. I don't lie. Mano y mano. I'm the general manager.
Oh, boy.
You know, I've only got... There's only three things that are important to me. Advertising, the FCC, and lawyers. Other than that, you guys, you do whatever you need to make this show successful. That was a quote as he's holding his three fingers up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Advertisers, the FCC, and lawyers. Because as long as you guys stay out of trouble with those three groups... Then I'm fine with Mel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's a CYA mode.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm.
Gotcha.
Just want to send this message out. Now, I wasn't sitting in that meeting, but if that's really what was said, I will tell you right now.
Those are the absolutely verbatim.
I will tell you, you know, it takes a little while to get it all figured out, to figure out the whole... You know, it's not like there are concrete things here. It's a constant dynamic. It's constantly changing, especially when you're talking about this side of the room. When you're talking about the programming side, you know, you have to roll with it. It's it's not an easy thing to figure out. It's not something you can put in a box, especially this show. You can't put it in a box. You can't. We couldn't do our jobs if we were easy to figure out.
He's like a rookie manager. It's like a rookie manager who just got a job managing the goddamn New York Yankees. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If Alan Leinwand was manager of the New York Yankees, he would not have the balls to call Derek Jeter in and say, hey, listen, you know what? I really think that you should move your left foot back about 6 inches. I think you'd get a little more on the ball if you did that. If Derek Jeter would say, F you.
I think Derek Jeter has just said F you.
Yes.
I believe he has.
Correct.
I think you're absolutely right.
All right. That's it.
That's good. How are you feeling now?
Now I feel great.
That's terrific.
Now I feel great.
That's good. Well, you needed to do that.
Jesus. Oh, he just has no idea. No idea. Well, why don't you want to have this discussion now? Why is it a problem right before the show?
Yeah.
Why is it? I said, why is it a problem? Well, the door is shut. You're not letting the producer in. Mike is sitting upstairs wondering what we're saying down here.
That's true.
I got to go upstairs and I've got to tell Mike what we said. Then I got to go do the show. Well, have a good show.
Oh,
that's what
man.
I'm saying. Have a good show.
Oh, God.
Have a good show.
Well, I do hope that one thing came out of this. I hope that he understands now.
Oh, I'm sure he does now.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm sure he's sitting in there right now, getting the pucker factor, listening to the radio.
That's right.
Never again. Never speak to me again. Never look me in the eye again. You may call me on the telephone. That's it. more contact.
No hallway pleasantries.
No. Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, you've said that about Ken, too.
Yeah, I know. But I mean it with line one. I mean it.
You said that about Ken, too.
No, but this one I really mean, though. I really do.
He has to have... I want to see it get back to where he can, like, roll into the office.
He's a rookie.
I know he's a rookie.
That's the thing that's a pisser.
I understand that.
Okay? The guy's never been a GM before.
Mm-hmm. I think he gets the message now.
You got to feel better about yourself. You got to stand up on top of your desk and, you know, bounce your hands on your chest.
I'm going to just try to ignore all those things I heard that he said, because I'll tell you right now, they are cause for concern.
They are.
And I hope that he's a quick study. I really do. I hope he's a quick study. Because if he's a quick study, then this can all just be, this can evaporate very quickly.
Okay.
But if he's not and he wants it to be, you know, if he wants to be Randy Baumgarten, I'll tell you right now. Because I'll tell you, it sounds like that. It really does to me. I use that name simply as the worst general manager we ever worked for. Probably the briefest period of time we ever worked for a GM, but I'll tell you.
2 months.
The worst.
We had 2 months with him.
He was a big one for shutting the door.
He was a pisser. We got to have a meeting. 10 o'clock, be in my office. We got to have a meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning. See who's calling, Rob.
I think it was a missed dial. Hello, there's no one there.
Oh. Maybe it was him.
Mm. No.
Yeah, maybe it was him just... You know, making that light flash and hanging up. You know, he is more sophisticated. Ken would never know how to do that.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, he's probably got all the numbers committed to memory.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Do you have something to sell? Do it the fast, easy, and affordable way with the classified ad in the Washington Post. Call 1-877-277-0112 today.
Covad Broadband Service Rep Arne Lewis.
This 4th of July weekend, come to Lowe's for values worth celebrating. This weekend
and on Business Class DSL.
Oh, the key to business broadband is the same as any business decision. You want...
Every gallon of Olympic Wood Protector exterior stain after mail-in rebate. And now that the weather is great, it's the perfect time to replace the roof. Now, buy two bundles of any Owens Corning shingles in stock and get one bundle free. To clean up, get a 12-gallon Contractor Series wet-dry shop vac, now only $49. Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through July 5th. See store for special financing details. So this 4th of July weekend, come to Lowe's for values worth celebrating. Lowe's, improving home improvement. See store for details. Paint and stain limit 5 gallons. Product offers valid July 1st through 5th.
You like the car, Mr. Jones? Like it. I love it, Jim. But I'm Mr. Goldberg.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought your name was Jones.
As the old adage goes, when the going gets tough...
But you know what? Call me Doug. All right? Doug Johnson.
Johnson? But your license reads Throckmorton Maurice Jones.
Yeah, that's right. That's my legal handle when I'm in St. Louis, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Douglas...
Oh, so formal. Just call me Joe.
Joe?
Yeah. Joe, that's good. Joe Grimaldi, before six. Because if someone's going to steal my identity, they got to figure out who I really am first.
Gotcha. Sir.
Trying to protect your identity? Citibank introduces Access Account. Like every account at Citibank, it's protected by Citi Identity Theft Solutions. And with no checkbook and optional online statements, there's less paper for more security. Open your Access Account today. Stop by or call 877-462-2484. Citibank. Live richly. Citibank NA, Citibank FSB, member FDIC.
It's a Tires Plus 4th of July celebration event. Tires Plus used their tremendous buying power to make some gigantic buys on top brands. And they're passing those big savings straight to you.
Like the 70,000-mile all-season Pirelli P400 Radial, rated the top touring tire in the world by a leading consumer magazine the past 2 years. This week, only $55.95 each in 15 of our most popular sizes. Need a real bargain? 40,000-mile Dayton Quadra SE all-season radials, now as low as $17 for P155-80R13.
And if you want auto service,
then you want Tires Plus Smart Service. Through the 4th, mention this ad and save $40 on any front or rear brake service. Do you like free? Mention this ad and our Smart Service brake check, alignment check, courtesy check, tire check, and air pressure check are all free.
Great deals and extra big savings at Tires Plus 4th of July celebration event. Going on now.
17 area locations. Extended holiday hours this week, but hurry, sale ends Sunday. See Thursday's post for more details.
Tires Plus.
Covad Broadband Service Rep Arne Lewick on music. On fashion. On art.
Love that guy.
And on business class DSL.
Oh, the key to business broadband is the same as any business decision. You want the best product at the best price. At Covad, we have broadband that's built for business, unlike the local phone company, which specializes in residential plans, and we have it for less. Hundreds of dollars a year less. And that's for broadband from us, the business broadband experts. Now, don't even get me started on Covad's selection of broadband services. Fixed IP addresses for firewalls, for web and email hosting. Well, the list just goes on and
Arne
on.
Arne Lewick on politics. Business Broadband DSL. Covad knows it like nobody else. To get business broadband with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, call 1-877-COVAD-78 or covad.com. That's 1-877-COVAD-78 or covad.com. Not available in all areas. Saving based on published rates, March 10, 2004.
As the old adage goes, when the going gets tough, the tough go road tripping. Say it with me, people. Road trip. And there's no better place to hit the road than in the heartland of Pennsylvania. Go ahead, open the windows, get some wind in your hair, some bugs in your teeth. Check out Gettysburg. Stay at a B&B in historic Strasburg. Hit the outlet capital of the world, Reading. See where the hog was born at the Harley-Davidson factory in York. Then, spend a few days in Pennsylvania Dutch country. Experience a time when the fastest vehicles had a horsepower of one, and a personal handheld device was a hammer. Along the way, you'll see cows. And yes, they really like it when you move them out the window. Half the fun is getting there. And according to our calculations, that's 50% of your vacation. Go to visitpa.com or call 800-VISIT-PA to learn more about our great 3-, 4-, and 7-day Pennsylvania road trips starting at just $79 a night, more or less. There's only one state of independence, Pennsylvania. Ready, set, go.
Excuse me, but your heart has asked me to pass along a message to your brain. The message is that your BMW dealer has some very attractive factory-backed lease and finance programs on the BMW 3 Series right now. Second, since all new BMWs include BMW's full maintenance program, all maintenance is covered for up to 4 years or 50,000 miles. And given the above, your heart would like your brain to know that it no longer has any excuses not to buy a new BMW 3 Series. Furthermore, your heart feels that it has sat around long enough, being a patient heart, and if your brain doesn't cooperate, your heart might just have to come up there and knock some sense into it. So, as a neutral party, I'd like to suggest that you take your heart and your brain to your BMW dealer right now and settle this matter once and for all.
Lease a 2004 3 Series for $299 a month for 36 months with $30.99 due at signing, but only through June 30th. See your authorized BMW center or call 1-888-311-4BMW for details.
Hey friends, Michelob Light is giving us a minute to reflect on rising to the occasion. Today's question is from Pete.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I are finally getting a place together.
Ah, cohabitation. It's beautiful.
But the thing is, I sort of have a film library, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yes, yes.
I know. I need a plan.
Well, you got to give up the flicks for a while, man. There's no two ways about it. You got to make a few dinners for two, bring home some Michelob Light. Then, When the little lady's out, smuggle them in and stash them someplace where she'll never find them.
It's that easy?
Sure it is. In fact, if you want, I'll even take the collection for a while, until you can safely move it in, of course.
Wow, you'd do that?
Yes, I would, my brother. Sometimes one must sacrifice to rise to the occasion, but it's well worth it, my friend. Michelob Light. Rise to the occasion.
Michelob Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Attention! Attention! Nils is dead. I repeat, Nils is dead, f***head. So's his pal. And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys down at the bank, they're gonna be a little late.
The Don and Mike Show.
They bring you very best wishes. And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, and welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike, leading up to the Best of Don and Mike at 3 p.m. today nationwide on the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. Well, let's jump right back into it. Don and Mike takes some calls after the showdown with Alan Line One. It's the Best of Don and Mike.
All right, let's take a couple of phone calls. Let me decompress here for just a moment.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Well, I tell you, you did a good job in communicating the gist of the meeting because I am officially wound up now, too.
Oh, good. I want you to be wound up.
I know
up.
You do. You wound me up in the it's office, good. And then you continue to wind me up down here. And I'll tell you right now, I am concerned.
It's no good if I'm wound up by myself.
I know.
I wouldn't
work.
Wind you up if there wasn't a reason to wind you up.
I know. And then you said a couple of those buzzwords. You know, the one that I stand behind the show 100%. Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Help me.
Kiss of death.
Right.
Hello. He's like the Jack Kevorkian of radio.
Mm.
Hello, Craig.
Yes.
Buddy.
I'm very disappointed. Very, very disappointed.
Why?
Oh, you guys are my heroes, but you're whining about a little meeting with them.
Oh, F Come you. On, okay, F you, F-ball, okay? If you don't like it, change the effing station.
Oh, I love you guys. See, you get to pick on me for a while.
No, you don't love us. You don't love us. You are a bitter, unhappy...
Listen, all right, guys, thanks for your time.
All right, goodbye. He's trying to get me wound up again. Mm-hmm. Oh, I fell right into it.
Mm. And I don't call.
Right into it.
I just don't call people that, and I'm sorry.
I know. It's because of Alan.
You're upset. Yes,
hey, hello, Frank.
Don and Mike.
Frank, buddy.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Run something by you here. I work with NASCAR and on a weekend basis, and thought maybe you guys may like to come visit us at a race, maybe in Dover or Richmond.
I'd love to go to a NASCAR race. Sure. I've never been, and I've always wanted to go.
Do you work for a driver, or do you work for NASCAR?
I work for a race team.
You work for a race team, so you're down there. Would there be any chance of, like, sitting in the car on a day when, you know, they weren't racing?
That's right. We'll get you down in the garage and let you sit down in the pits during the race. And
who's your driver, sir?
Shane Hall with the Busch Grand National Series.
It's a big guy, right?
Busch,
perfect, perfect for us.
We race on Saturday, and the Winston Cup guys race on Sunday.
Oh, I think I like the Winston Cup better, though.
Well, yeah, you know, those are the top notch, you know, the elite.
Yeah, that's who I want to go with, the elite.
Yeah, we just thought we might offer that up, and I know a lot of guys on the NASCAR circuit listen to you, and
well, don't you know any of the elite guys?
Well, yeah, we can probably work something out. I'll just fill in you out and see how you feel about it first.
I'd like to ride with the Home Depot guy. He's my favorite.
He's pretty sporty.
What's his name? It's Tony somebody.
Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart. He's my man.
What is Chad Little? What does he race?
He's Winston Cub with the John Deere team.
Oh, yeah. Definitely John Deere. I want him.
Yeah.
That's I met him once. He used to be, Rip knew him. Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon knew him, right.
Was a real good friend of his, and I talked to him at one football game where I'm very fortunate that I remember the conversation.
Right.
But you had lots of medicine that day?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very, very cold day. Yeah, it had coffee in it. It was like Bailey's and coffee.
Our car owners is Mike Tomczak and Jim Lachey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're Mike Tomczak, the football player.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
all right.
Well, Jim Lachey also was one of the original hogs for the Washington Redskins.
We met him. We met Jim Lachey.
Yeah, we know him. Yeah, sure. Listen, if you can hook us up with the famous guys we've heard of, we'd love to do that.
Yeah, so I'll just give you, you want to put me in contact with someone, I can make the rank.
Yes, you know what you should do?
I tell you, you sound so NASCAR. It's so cool listening to you, because, I mean, you really sound legit with that, you know, I'll tell you right now, and I'll click.
Yeah, hold on a second, Frank. Thank you for the invite.
All right.
Thank you. But remember, got to be somebody famous, though.
Yeah.
Like one of the good cars, like the Cornflakes car.
Yes.
That car kicks ass. Or the Tide car.
Oh, Tide.
I love the Tide car.
Absolutely.
I don't know the drivers pretty much. I just know that I like some of the paint jobs on the car. I like the Home Depot car. That's a cool-looking car. Hello, Who's this?
Hey, this is Tony Soprano. I'll come down there and watch for you.
That's a terrible Soprano impression.
That's an awful Tony Soprano. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Rob Spiewak. Happy birthday to you.
That's a great singer.
Tom Gavin, everybody. Tom,
how you guys doing?
Tom, how do you spell birthday?
B-A-T-H-D-A-Y.
Perfect. Birthday.
And Tom, for those who have never heard you before, how old are you?
40.
40 years young.
And Tom, do you think maybe you could roar like a monster right now?
Yeah.
And where's the robot?
Robot.
And the parrot?
Do you have any music there you can play for us, Tom?
Not today.
Where are you today? Are you in your closet?
Nope.
Are you at the group home?
Nope. I'm in my apartment.
No, you mean you're in your group home.
Are you in the group home with Lorraine?
Nope.
Watch it.
Watch it.
What did you, isn't Wednesday the day that you have lunch at the group home? What did you have for lunch or breakfast? What did you have for breakfast today?
Breakfast?
Yeah.
Eggs and French toast.
Ooh. Oh, eggs and French toast.
How do you spell toast?
T-O-T-E-N.
Perfect. Right. Hey, Tom, when you do you fold or crinkle?
I crinkle.
That's a lovely thought, isn't it? I just thought that'll wipe your mind clean.
Yeah. Goodbye, Tom.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Tom, do you have a little cold?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm 29 today, Tom.
You're 29?
Yeah. So you're my elder. I look up to you.
Could we hear the monster again?
Roar.
No, really roar, like a real big monster.
Roar.
No, come on, really.
Come on.
Like that.
Okay.
He's a little under the weather today.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tom. The monster.
Hey, he said goodbye, though.
He is the monster.
He never says goodbye.
Come Hello, along. Randy.
Donatello Michele.
Si.
Benny.
That line that he used on you in the meeting about the bridges and the sucking the...
Right.
That was from a recent movie that came out a few weeks ago. Antonio Banderas and Woody Harrelson.
Oh, no.
Oh, you mean he stole that line from that awful boxing movie?
It was called Play It to the Bone. And they're, they're in the car with Lita Davidovich, and Woody Harrelson's character is trying to get some more information about a gay experience that Antonio Banderas' character had, and he lays that crappy line on him.
Oh, and then Alan has to steal that from a bad Woody Harrelson movie to use it on me today.
You know, if you're going to use a line from a movie, at least make it a classic.
I know, man. I had a meeting with my general manager, and I was complaining about what he was doing wrong. He goes, I feel your pain. I said, get your hands off my pain. And I just left the office, and that was it.
All right, whatever. Thank you. But thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern. Mornings at 6 on 106.7 WJFK.
Okay, everyone. We're out of our free mobile-to-mobile calling area, so no more phone calls.
But, Dad...
Well, that's okay. We'll still have fun. Frère Jacques, frère... Come on. Parmesan, Parmesan.
Honey, if we had Singular Nation Family Talk, we could talk to all other Singular customers for free with the largest talk-for-free calling area in the U.S.
Absolutely teeny.
And we could add up to 3 lines for just $9.99 each on select plans.
But first, I spy with my little eye...
Dad, a Singular Nation Family Talk is the only one with rollover.
It's the best value in wireless.
All right, we'll switch to Singular, but let's play car charades. Honey, take the wheel.
What?
First word sounds like...
Truck!
I was actually looking for Homer's Iliad.
Now at Singular, get a sleek LG color screen flip phone free after rebate. Stop by your Singular store today to see how Singular fits you best.
Some restrictions and other monthly charges apply. $9.99 a line available with select plans starting at $59.99. Phone price before $50 million rebate is $49.99. 2-year service agreement required. Coverage claim based on population count and mobile to mobile coverage area. Coverage not available in all areas. See map at stores for details.
Today on Tailpipe Diaries. The tumultuous life of a Hollywood sports car. The sports car was on top of the world. Up Sunset, down Mulholland. This was a car on the edge. Then, as the odometer turned to its 75,000th mile, the engine began to lose its well-renowned Tinseltown mojo. Until one day, it found redemption with Pennzoil High Mileage Vehicle Motor Oil, which helped provide the protection for the cabrio's worn engine parts, prevented oil leaks, reduced excessive oil consumption, and improved engine performance. Soon, the engine was all over Hollywood again, even recording a hit rap record.
Give your engine what it wants. Pennzoil High Mileage Vehicle Motor Oil. With time-release protection, helps keep engines running stronger, longer. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
If you're suffering from back pain, you can grin and bear it, or you can get the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, the only bed clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. Even chiropractors like Dr. David Day are standing behind it.
The reason I was intrigued by it was people were ecstatic about it. They didn't just say we bought a new bed and it's working good. They were very excited about what was happening to them. And they were experiencing changes in their spines. It was really dynamic and something that I had never seen before. This is now the only bed that I recommend to my patients.
The Sleep Number bed has dual adjustability, so each person can set their side of the bed to the firmness that works best for them. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of people who used a Sleep Number bed reported relief from back pain. So don't suffer through another uncomfortable night. Select Comfort stores are located in major malls, including Fair Oak Shopping Center, St. Charles Town Center, Tyson's One, and Dulles Town Center. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
My sister and I no longer live in the same house, let alone the same state, but I'll be there for her tomorrow.
Next day service from Western Union. Now you can send money and it'll be available the next day.
My daughter's away at school, but I can be there for her tomorrow.
Next day service.
My grandson lives 5 states away, but I can be there for him tomorrow.
Within the U.S. and to Latin America and the Caribbean.
Because it's too risky to send money through the mail. For her.
For his first gift from Grandpa.
No matter how far.
I can be there for him.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Next day service on any amount. The way to send money in minutes and now overnight. Western Union. The fastest way to send money worldwide. Funds available for pickup within 24 hours subject to the service hours at the agent location. Only available at participating agent locations. Visit one for details and for key information, excluding sends to Cuba, not New Mexico.
Be sure to use Western Union at your local Safeway.
So, you like the car, Mr. Jones?
Like it. I love it, Jim. But I'm Mr. Goldberg.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought your name was Jones.
Oh, well, it is, but it's also Goldberg.
But you know what? Call me Doug, all right?
Doug Johnson.
Johnson, but your license reads Throckmorton Maurice Jones.
Yeah, that's right. That's my legal handle when I'm in St. Louis, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Douglas.
Oh, so formal. Just call me Joe.
Joe.
Yeah. Joe. That's good. Joe Grimaldi, before 6. Because if someone's going to steal my identity, they got to figure out who I really am first.
Gotcha. Sir.
Trying to protect your identity? Citibank introduces Access Account. Like every account at Citibank, it's protected by Citi Identity Theft Solutions. And with no checkbook and optional online statements, there's less paper for more security. Open your Access Account today. Stop by or call